Before we read God's word together, please let me just bring a few things to your attention. On your notice sheet, you'll see that the open air mission team are in Liverpool this week. We'll have some of the team with us this evening. It's a gospel service. JP Ernest is one of the full-time missioners with the Open Air Mission. He's based in North Wales, and JP will be speaking this evening. There'll also be someone else with JP, a man called John Bolger. John also works for the Open Air Mission, but he's one of their part-time missioners, and he's based, I think, in Mid Wales. So there's a Welsh connection of some sort this evening, and we would encourage you, please come along. If there's other people you can invite, please bring them this evening to the service tonight. And of course, the mission will be in Liverpool all this week. The team plan to be in Church Street from 12:30 till around about 3:30 each afternoon. And so if you're able to get into Liverpool any time and stand alongside them and be with them, that would encourage them greatly. They'd be pleased to see you. And do pray for the work of the mission this week. And we'll have a few of the team members with us on Wednesday evening here in the school, sharing about the work of the Open Air Mission. Please continue to pray for those who were visited last week during our week of door-to-door visitation also. And of course, there's quite a lot of things happening through the next 2 months, through July and August in particular, all kinds of gospel events taking place. And for those things that we have some involvement with ourselves, we produce these little prayer cards. They look like that. They're on the table at the back. And it lists things that we still have on here as a church. Our next 2 weeks of door-to-door, the gospel services that we have, Holiday Bible Club at the end of August. And it also has information about all the different people who are involved in UBM during July and August. And the first of those is Ben Huxford from next weekend. I said he goes down to Bournemouth. Well, he does, but not yet. He's in Chester to begin with. The UBM Christian Answer Week in Chester is the first one. And so please do pick up one of those cards on your way out, slide it into your Bible, and pray through the summer weeks about all these different things that are taking place. Please do pray for Don and Hazel. Hazel goes back, I think it's on Tuesday, she's back at the hospital. She'll get the results of the biopsies that were taken the other week, and she'll be told whether or not any further treatment is going to be necessary. So please do remember them in your prayers. And of course, please continue to remember Andrew and Liz as the birth of their little one. Fast approaches now. Anticipated date, Liz, in August is? The 15th. So it could even be September, couldn't it? You know, but who knows? Anyway, middle of August. But we continue to pray for them. It's great to have you with us today. And all gather round. Form an orderly queue if you want to go and have a chat with Andrew and Liz at the end of the service. Great to see you. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we've been able to remember this morning the wonderful salvation that you have secured for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this truly is a wonderful message that we have to share with others. And Lord, we pray that in our own lives, day by day, as we go about our regular routines, that, Lord, we will realize that we, even in those ordinary situations as we may think of them, we are always in a position where our lives can reach out to others with the grace of God. Through our words and through our deeds, through our actions and through our reactions, through the things we do, through the things we refrain from doing. Lord, we pray that each one of us might be vital lights of your grace and goodness in this dark and very needy world. And Lord, we pray for those very particular times of outreach and evangelism that are happening through these summer months. Beach missions, open-air preaching, youth camps, holiday Bible clubs, all manner of events where we seek simply to present the Lord Jesus Christ and convince sinful men and women and boys and girls of their great need of him. And Father, we pray that you will be at work by your Holy Spirit, that those who are involved in all of these things and each one of us in our daily living might know the impulse and the energy of your Spirit in our lives, and that you would move in the hearts and lives of those who as yet do not know you, that you might bring repentance and faith, that you will continue to build your church. We remember before you, O Lord, Don and Hazel. We ask that you would continue to encourage them and comfort them and strengthen them, that this time, Lord, troubling for them as it is, that they might rest upon you, that they will not find you wanting, that they will find indeed that you are their place of refuge and strength, and that that too might be a testimony to others. And we pray as they go to the hospital on Tuesday for the news that they receive, Lord, whatever that may be, that they will yet rejoice and thank you. For you are good, regardless of the circumstances that you call us to walk through, and that they will know that you are with them, and that you will never forsake them. We thank you for bringing Andrew and Liz amongst us today. And Lord, we just thank you for drawing them together as husband and wife. And we thank you for the gift of this little one that they so eagerly await. And we pray that you would continue to be with them. We pray that Liz will continue to know good health. We pray that this little baby will be born safely, and that they would rejoice, and we with them, as this little one is added to them. We pray for all of our children, O Lord, that shortly they go out to their own classes, as we seek to teach them in our homes day by day, as we seek to be an example to them. Lord, we pray for each one, and ask, Lord, that in their tender years they might call upon you and be saved, that they might walk with you faithfully, gladly, obediently, all of their days. As we continue in our worship, Lord, as we read your word, as we consider it together, Heavenly Father, we seek that we might bring praise and honor to the name of our God, that we might exalt Christ in this place, that your word would penetrate into our hearts and minds, that we would be changed and challenged, that we will be encouraged and helped. And so, Lord, we look to you. We ask that you would meet us in your grace and in your mercy. And bless us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.